How long before the bear market is over? Featuring top market analyst Jim Woods on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth TV, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple with top market analyst and way of the Renaissance man, Jim Woods, as we recap what's happened this first half of the year and ask the looming question, how long before the bulls come back? Jim, welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth TV.
Thank you, Heather. It's always a pleasure. Although this first 6 months of the year has been a little bit less of a pleasure if you're an investor who is long the market and who is looking at your 401k, unfortunately.
Indeed, we have seen some market tumult since the beginning of the year, and you kind of gave us an inkling of what was going on at the first quarter update, but let's check in and talk about what's happened so far.
Yeah, let's do a little recap on the numbers real quick so we set the stage for what has happened. I'm quite sure that all your viewers know that things have been difficult in the market, and there's some definite reasons why, of course. But let's just look at the numbers. So we had the worst start to the worst 6 months of the year since like the 1960s, unfortunately. So it's been a pretty unprecedented 6 months for markets. S&P 500, which is the benchmark broad domestic indicator, that was down 19.7% in the first half, which is a very bad start. And we technically fell into bear market territory there as well. NASDAQ composite, much worse, 28.9% for the first 6 months. And then we had tech stocks, which were really the big laggards this first 6 months. I mean, we saw ton of selling in all of the major like tech stocks, Microsoft, Google, all these stellar stocks that had led the way for many, many years, saw just a avalanche of selling. And those are the ones that held up best, actually. We had a lot of the stocks out there that were very speculative and didn't have a lot of earnings, but had a lot of promise, lost all that promise in terms of their market capitalization. And then, of course, one of the worst sectors wasn't even equities. It was cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin in particular. Bitcoin down almost 59% through the first 6 months of the year. So there's definitely like a lot of risk, what I call risk off selling in the markets. Now, that said, it wasn't all bad. Now, we had a kind of a store of value, which is gold. Gold actually held up as only down 1.5% in the first 6 months, which is not good, but you still have like just basically your money if you had gold. Now, but there was a few bright spots, and one of them was the U.S. dollar, and that's relative to basket of foreign currencies. The U.S. dollar index was up 9.4% in the first 6 months, which is a real good return, especially compared to the S&P. And then we had an extraordinarily good first 6 months of the year for energy stocks. The XLE Spider was up over 30% in the first 6 months. That's a basket of stocks like ExxonMobil and Chevron and some of the big, huge energy concerns. And then another good bright spot was broad-based commodities. Broad-based commodities through the ETF DBC, is a commodity ETF, up almost 29% in the first 6 months. So there were some bright spots. I've had positions in energy and in commodities in my various newsletters. And we've been largely out of equities in some of the newsletters, and then trading markets in others, to try and get alpha, but it has not been an easy task this year. And I expect that difficulty to continue Although I do have some optimism in for the next 6 months.
Well, so let's talk about some of that optimism then. How close are we to a bottom, or have we seen the bottom?
Yeah, well, that's the trillion-dollar question right there. And I wish I knew exactly when that bottom would be. Of course, nobody does. There are a few conditions that I think must be met before we can see a bottom. So I call it my three keys to a bottom. The first is actually starting to materialize a bit, and that is we've had a lot of constriction of economic activity in China, and that's because that country has what's known as a zero COVID policy. They're still very aggressive in implementing lockdowns and shutdowns of the economy. If they even get one or two COVID cases, they race to, you know, to shut everything down and like basically eliminate it, which from an economic standpoint is not good because the economic activity is constricted there and supply chains for products can be constricted. So China's government starting to realize that this is not a very wise policy, although they probably won't admit that like outright, but they're starting to loosen up things. And we've seen numbers out of China that have been improving slightly over the last month or so. So I'm optimistic that end of that key to the bottom might get fulfilled pretty soon. But then there's two other ones, and these are actually much more important than the China factor. The first one is that we start to see a peak in inflationary pressures. Okay. So one of the major reasons why commodities have done so well this year and why energy stocks have done so well this year is because those sectors do well during periods of inflation. Conversely, sectors like technology and the broad-based domestic equities, they do not do well when inflation is prevalent, because that impacts their earnings and impacts everything. So it's no surprise that as inflation rose, equity started falling. But of course, it's not just the inflation that does it. It's the Federal Reserve's policy to stop inflation, or to what they call curb inflation. And they're doing that with the only tools they have, which are interest rate hikes. So that's the third key to a bottom. If the Fed sees that inflation is starting to peak and they start to get a little bit more dovish, which means they're not as aggressive in hiking rates, then the market will start to look favorably on that. And that could potentially be where the bottom is triggered. So those three catalysts, I think, are going to be necessary before we really put in a material bottom. That doesn't mean we can't see stocks go up higher from here or even before these things happen, because the markets move in anticipation of these events. But it's going to take those three events to really like get people to feel confident again and start putting money to work again. So
I'm familiar with your three keys to a bottom because I read the Eagle Eye Opener every weekday, or every market day as the case is, and you track that regularly. And what other things should we be paying attention to moving into this second half of the year?
Well, certainly price is always the main thing you want to look at when you're investing. I mean, that'll tell you everything more than the current market conditions or the speculation and whatnot. I mean, if people still do not have an appetite for stocks, they're going to sell stocks. And if they start to have an appetite for them, they're going to start buying. One thing that I am encouraged by is a little bit of historical context. So the S&P and the rest of the equity market basically was down more than 15% through the first 6 months of the year. And I did a little bit of analysis on the times when that happened in the past. And there's been five different times when the market has started out with a 15% or more decline. And in each of those market years, the S&P surged in the following 6 months of the year. And the average gain was like 24%. So it really had a lot of upside. I think what happens is, at least I know what happens in these cases, is a lot of times people, markets get oversold really fast. There's an old kind of Wall Street adage that the markets take the stairs up and the elevator down. So we've seen the elevator down the last, it's been a 6 month long elevator here.
It's been a long elevator ride.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. This elevator, but it has been very steep. And markets usually don't rise 20% in 6 months. They will fall historically that way. But I think we're going to start seeing some buying relatively soon. If this is just a prediction, I'm not investing for this particularly, but I do think that we're going to start seeing some signs that of what they call normalization. People are going to start to get basically price in new. We've already seen markets price in rising rates, higher rates, more aggressive monetary policy, and a lower earnings and a slower economy, because that's what the Fed is trying to do. It's trying to slow things down so inflation gets tamped down. And keep in mind that the market is a forward-looking mechanism. So the market looked earlier today before the Fed even started hiking rates and they started selling stocks. So the market's going to be out front of any potential market slowdown or economic slowdown or recession. Of course, that's what everyone's worried about. And we very well may get a recession technically, which is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. But even if we do that, the market may be ahead of that. The market say, okay, we already priced in recession. Now let's start pricing in a rebound. So that is one of another reason to be optimistic is the market's forward looking and a lot of the damage has already been done. We're already in a bear market. We've already been down historically about what bear markets do. And bear markets historically last about 9 months. So if you look at it from a strictly historic perspective, we've got maybe a couple of more months of serious downside and then a rebound. So I'm not saying that's going to happen this time, because things can always be different. Circumstances are always different. But I think if you had to press me on whether we're closer to a bull market or continuation of a bear market, I'd say we're closer to a bull market.
Well, that's refreshing news. So that's can add some investor confidence for our viewers. Now, another thing that is really near and dear to both of our hearts is the Freedom Fest, the largest gathering of free minds. And you are part of the Global Financial Summit. And I know you have a couple of talks this year. If folks are attending Freedom Fest or want to go to Freedom Fest to come watch you speak, tell them what they can learn from you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Freedom Fest, especially this year. I know you're doing a lot of hosting duties this year, and I've got a couple of panels along with some really big investors that I respect and that I want to hear what they have to say. And they're on a panel with me, like famed international investor Jim Rogers and I are going to be on two panels together. Mark Skousen, of course, the organizer of Freedom Fest and a master economist investor. He'll be on a couple of panels with me as well. And then there's Alex Green, who is an incredible stock picker and analyst, and also the great Doug Casey, who has been analyzing in markets and for many years. He's a great, great mind, great thought processes on these things. So I'm going to be really honored to be sharing the stage with those guys on a couple. I think we have three different panels together. So I would recommend everyone who's thinking about going to go, first of all. And then if you are considering that, make sure you look up, go to freedomfest.com and look up all my talks and all the other luminaries that are speaking with that. So I know you've been talking about this for a while, so definitely need to go to Freedom Fest.
Absolutely. And Unlock Your Wealth fans get $50 off the admission price by using the code UNLOCK50. All you have to do is visit the website at freedomfest.com and click on the register link and drop that code in at checkout. So if folks want to learn more about your investing and how to navigate the markets and actually keep being successful at investing, even though we're in a bear market, tell us some of those publications that you have.
Well, first of all, you can find all of the publications at jimwoodsinvesting.com. That's your main hub. We have newsletters for a variety of different styles of investing. So those who are more involved in interested in income investing per se, or building, you know, buying and holding the greatest companies out there, that's my Intelligence Report newsletter. And then if you're someone who wants to avoid the big downturns by following the trends in the market, which is what we do in my flagship Successful Investing newsletter, then you'll want that one. And then to give you an idea how well that one's worked so far this year, we got a broad-based sell signal in equities on January 21st. So all of that market downside that I had mentioned earlier today, we have avoided that. And we've been in the kind of hiding out in the safety of cash, preserving our capital. And we've had different tactical allocations, such as commodities, that have done well for us. But that newsletter is primarily focused for people who want to avoid the big downturn, like the one we're in now. And we've avoided that successfully. So very proud and happy to have helped people avoid that. And then I have my trading services, which are, I have three different trading services. It's the Fast Money Alert is one that I do with Mark Skousen. And that is, as the name suggests, we're looking at the market going, that's moving, the things that are moving fastest, and we're trying to kind of follow those trends. And that means we're also using, you know, funds that move to the downside, because that's where a lot of the movement's been this year. And then also I have an options only service called High Velocity Options, which we use both call options and put options, so we can take advantage of the stocks that are really going down and the stocks that are really going up, and in the time frame that we're, you know, that we're investing for, which is anywhere from 2 to say 6 months. So our risk is limited in the sense of timing. And then my the final newsletter that I have is called Bullseye Stock Trader. I'm looking at all of this different factors that I know that make a stock move higher, and I'm screening for all the top factors. Then I kind of overlay my own market knowledge and my technical knowledge, and that's what we use. Those we use a bunch of tools to really pinpoint the stocks that are doing well and the stocks that are breaking out. And we hold those for anywhere from 2 to 6 months. And all of those newsletters have been successful this year, so I'm proud of that. It's been a tough market to find. There's not as many winners as there used to be, but that's my job to find them. So,
and it's been good so far. I participate in all of your trading services, so I know you. I'm busy all day long. Where are we? Are we above our stops? Where's our profit? Are we ready to get out? When are we exiting? So it's very exciting, and the money is even better on top of all of the excitement. So for those of you that are interested in more of Jim's stop tickets, where do they go again to your website?
Sure. The hub, the main center of everything is jimwoodsinvesting.com. And you'll find everything there, including links to my free e-letter, if you just want to kind of find out what I'm all about and read about markets and various other topics. So jimwoodsinvesting.com.
Well, thank you again for being a part of today's show. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here, where you can visit Jim's show page, get the links to all of his great resources, and so much more. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple for you. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
Unlockyourwealthtoday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliated brands are copyrighted 2022 by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit unlockyourwealthtoday.com.